Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, we're at Domatex in Hanover, Germany, on the second day, and my guest is Andreas Gruho, who is a member of the board of Deutsche Messe. Andreas, how are you doing?
Fine, extremely fine regarding the results of this year's Domatex so far. We had an increasing positive response from the exhibitors and very good figures to present exhibitor-wise.
All right, let's talk about that. Every year, especially during this economic dip, people always wonder whether or not this show, which is the largest flooring show in the world, can continue to maintain its pace of about 40,000 visitors a year. And this being the second day, you feel like that you're going to have at least as good attendance as last year, if not better?
It is better. We just have the results from yesterday, and it's a two-digit plus, but at least we have to calculate the number of visitors on the last day of the show, so this is just a trend. But what's extremely positive and what's for sure, we have to reflect on the exhibitor side, and we are very happy that we have a 10% increase square meter wise. We have many more exhibitors here, so we cover about 200,000 square meters gross here on our venue, which is an extremely positive figure for Domatex. It's a record figure, and we have more than 1,350 exhibitors from all over the world. It's the most international show we have in Hanover, and it's the worldwide event for any kind of flooring.
And those that haven't been to this show, this exhibit area, I was just talking to you earlier before the interview, it's the largest exhibit venue in the world in Hanover. You do 60 shows a year in this area, and this one uses about half of the exhibit space that's available here, but the Domatex show is about the fifth largest that you put on at this venue. And as you said a second ago, it's looking like the number of exhibitors that are here this year are up 10%. At 1350, and tell me about the breakdown between the German exhibitors and the international exhibitors.
83% of the exhibitors coming from abroad and just 17 coming from Germany. You have to keep in mind that the efforts from exhibitors coming from abroad is much higher if you have to exhibit abroad, so that's a very good response from the industry to exhibiting in Hanover. Coming from all over the world, we have many exhibitors from the different parts of Europe. We have many exhibitors from all Asia. We have exhibitors from the US, of course. And coming to the visitors' side, we expect 2/3 of the visitors coming from abroad, which is an extremely positive figure and reflecting the importance of the Domatex Hanover for the whole flooring industry.
All right, and the people who come here, this is a B2B show. So it's mostly distributors, retailers, installers, and also A&D. That's the general audience that you have. This show started in 1989, and you continue to expand Domatex in other locations. Talk a minute about that, if you would.
Yep, we established Domatex at the worldwide leading show in flooring since 1989, as you mentioned, and we got that position, would like to say, anywhere in the end of the 1990s, and that was the starting point, why not to export the Domatex brand and to cover the emerging markets. And first priority, we chose China because it was a very interesting market to be there, and many exhibitors asked us to do so. So in 2001, we started the Domatex Asia in Shanghai, which developed very well, every year increasing significantly, and it's now position 2 in the worldwide flooring exhibition business, just after Domatex Hanover. Later, we adopted in Domatex Middle East in Dubai, and we just decided to move the Domatex Middle East from Dubai to Istanbul because the whole Eurasia region is a more promising one, and we are going to have the first show in Istanbul November this year. And also, we made the decision to have next new one, which is the Domatex Russia in Moscow for the first edition this year in Moscow.
As far as surface categories go, the Domatex show is every surface. You have rugs, you have carpet, laminate, vinyl, hardwood, parquet. And this year, you have a focus on wood, or as they say here, parquet, because you're having a wood flooring summit. Talk a minute about that, if you would.
Yes, that's, let's say, a success far above expectation. Right from the beginning, 12 months ago, when we started these activities and the plans for the Wood Flooring Summit, it was in common efforts of the industry, the exhibitors, the relevant retailers, doesn't matter whether it's the big structures or the smaller shops, plus the craftsmen, associations, all of us, we had the idea, why not to combine the strengths? But this year, we were able to have all worldwide important producers here on the Wood Flooring Summit. We increased the size of that part of show, and all relevant producers are here to show the latest products. We have a common central area where all the innovations of the laminate and hardwood are presented. We had an international jury reflecting which ones are the innovations in these fields. And everybody's really overwhelmed by the success and response of visitors and media.
All right, and you continue to have Contract World, which is a draw for the architects and designers, and the attendance in that area continues to be strong, right?
Yes, of course, because as experts might know, it's very difficult always to get the attraction of architects and interior architects coming to a show which just focuses towards the flooring. But by offering an international forum, many international architects, well-known architects, giving speeches and sharing their experience they've got in different contract business and in different regions to specific topics, we are able to attract 7% of our visitors coming from the architect and interior architects. And definitely we are going to continue on this project, maybe even to enlarge the program a little bit. But for each different product group, we have very specific activities like the wood flooring, like the Contract World, and we have also other activities like the floor forum for the carpets and modern machine-made rugs. We have the Souk Deluxe and the Carpet Design Awards for the handmade rugs. So you must adapt to very specific needs of the different parts of Domotex.
Okay, and you rearranged some of the halls this year to accommodate more rug area, I believe. Talk a second about that, if you would.
Yeah. One reason for this significant increase has been the Wood Flooring Summit I mentioned, but the other reason is that we had a much higher demand on the machine-made modern rugs. That's why we rearranged several halls to supply one-third more area for these exhibitors, which is one big hall for this product group. And by the way, by this measure, we were able to rearrange also the neighborhoods and the arranging of competitors in the same product group. So huge part of Domotex was rearranged for the benefit of exhibitors and visitors, both.
You've had a leadership change with the day-to-day running of Domotex, and let's talk briefly about this. The interview I used to do was with Stefan Koenig, and now you have hired a person who starts soon to lead the show day-to-day. Speak a minute about that, if you would.
Yes. As you mentioned, Stefan Kühne, previous member in the board for Domotex for quite a while, for some years, he left the company in summer last year. And I'm involved in the Domotex activity since 2000, being the senior vice president and now being member of the board for some years. So I do this in the meantime because I'm very well known. But from the 1st of April, we are going to have a new member in the board of management, Dr. Jochen Köckler. He's very familiar with exhibition business, and I'm really convinced that he's ready to overtake this new position and developing the Domotex even further for the next show in the January 2013.
And he actually has an exhibitor background, doesn't he?
Yes, he has. He has developed the shows of the DLG, the Deutsche Landwirtschaftsgesellschaft. This is a German organization for two important shows we host here in Hanover, Agritechnica and Eurotier. So he's very familiar with exhibition business for a decade. And he knows Deutsche Messe and our venue very well from the customer side, so I think he can contribute a lot to our strengths of the shows we do in Hanover.
Okay, Andres, thank you again for doing this in English. Since you are a German-speaking person, you've done very well with this language. Again, we've been talking to Dr. Andres Grujo, who is the member of the board for Deutsche Messe, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.